Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, how to protect yourself from fraud when hiring a contractor. There are extreme weather warnings coast to coast. And we all love Robin Williams. Now items from his career are up for auction. Airport security lines might be getting longer. A growing number of flyers are being asked to take snacks out of their carry-on bags at TSA checkpoints. The New York Times reports that a new TSA recommendation began last summer. Agents could ask for snacks to be screened separately, like laptops. Now the requests are becoming more frequent, with some travelers being told anything edible must now be screened separately. A spokesperson said it's tough to see the contents of overstuffed luggage on x-rays, and some foods look similar to explosives. That confusion increases the chances of an agent having to check the bag by hand. TSA officials say reducing those searches will actually make lines move faster. But some flyers disagree, and they're doing it on social media. One tweeted, "Of all the TSA rules, the arbitrarily enforced dig every snack out of your bags is the dumbest." Another wrote, "I feel personally victimized." The TSA website has a list of snacks they allow in carry-on bags. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. Nicole, it's a good day for workers at Nike.
That's right, Kristen. Nike is giving raises to more than 7,000 employees. That's about 10% of its staff. It's also changing how it gives out bonuses. The efforts are part of a broader overhaul at the sweatshirt giant. People are suing Juul for addicting them to nicotine. The e-cigarette company is known for its rechargeable vaping device and nicotine pods that come in fruity flavors like mango and creme brulee. Juul has become increasingly popular, with sales up more than 600% last year. Existing home sales slipped more than 0.5% in June, posting its third straight monthly decline. This as a shortage of properties on the market drove house prices to a record high.
What do home sales mean for the economy?
Well, that depends on who you ask. Housing contributes about 15 to 18% of gross domestic product, but a lot of people say the economy is in great shape. Jobless claims are falling and corporate profit growth continues to look strong.
All right, good to know. Thanks, Nicole. Goldfish crackers are being voluntarily recalled for fear of salmonella. Pepperidge Farms says the whey powder used in their seasoning may have been contaminated. They joined Ritz Crackers, who issued a recall because of the same whey powder. The recall includes these four flavors. And St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Daniel Ponce de Leon returned to the mound just 14 months after undergoing emergency brain surgery when he was hit in the temple during a game last spring. Ponce de Leon threw 7 no-hit innings against the Cincinnati Reds before he was relieved in the 8th. Now let's go to our friend Headcrack over at Dish Nation. He dishes up the hottest celebrity news. Headcrack, I hear people in L.A. got some free ice cream from someone very special.
That's right, Kristen. Drake, to be exact. He decided to drop over $10,000 for 1,000 frozen treats in Los Angeles. Now, I said it was done for promo for his album and because it was a hot, sunny day in L.A. Now, what we want to know if people had the shiggy for a treat from the Summer Santa. Probably not, right? Well, from Housewife to Bad Girl, Phaedra Parks joins former Bad Girl Natalie Nunn alongside comedian Lou Nell and Tracy Braxton for a selfie, letting us know that there's a new show coming. Now, there's not a lot of details about the show, but rumors are it's a table talk show and there's going to be tons of shade and tea spilling between these ladies. Wait a minute, that sounds real familiar. Hope they ain't coming for our job. And finally, over the weekend, Taylor Swift got a little wet. Not wanting to cancel her concert, despite the really bad weather, she performed her entire set in the rain. The fans loved every second of it. Most of them were saying it was an amazing experience. Now that's what we call making it rain. Wait, that's this week's Dish. Till next time, Kristen, I'll let you later.
Wow, what a once-in-a-lifetime experience for those fans. I love it. Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. Washington couple Steve and Carolyn Lazuri say they're out tens of thousands of dollars after they were taken by a home repair scam. They found a contractor on Craigslist, but the man they hired disappeared on them with very little work done on the job sites. It's a renovation nightmare we've sadly heard time and time again. So with us today to discuss how to protect yourself is attorney and legal analyst Mari Henderson. What's the first thing we can do as homeowners to protect ourselves when hiring a contractor?
The first thing that you should do is go to your state attorney general. Every attorney general has a consumer protection division. Okay. Go online, see if they have any complaints against those contractors. The Better Business Bureau would also have a log of the complaints.
Okay, so when we're looking at this contract, what should we look for to make sure we're okay just in case it doesn't go as planned?
So contracts need to be very specific.
Okay.
So how much money you're going to pay, at which point, more importantly, when that work is due.
Okay, and let's just say worst case scenario, things don't go as planned. What's the first thing we can do legally to get our money back?
You want to file a breach of contract lawsuit.
Okay.
You basically have to prove that you both entered into a contract
mm-hmm.
and that they didn't hold up their end of the bargain.
What are our rights in layman's terms that we should all know before we enter into something like this?
So you have the right not to be taken advantage of. There are certain business and professions code violations that can actually lead to criminal charges for contracting without a license, advertising without a license, and even charging a down payment that exceeds more than 10% on a home improvement contract.
And we've got to know that we do have rights. Mari, thank you. Great information. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
All right, moving right along. Dogs may be known as man's best friend, but a new survey shows women aren't far behind. Half of all women questioned said they preferred time with their dog over time with their partner and other family members. That kind of makes sense because of the emotional impact dogs have on their owners. 62% said their dog helps them de-stress after a long day at work, and 55% said their dog provides emotional comfort after receiving bad news. And don't call a dog just a pet. 95% of the people surveyed viewed them as part of the family. While several items belonging to the late Robin Williams will be auctioned off for charity. The catalog contains scripts and wardrobe items from Williams' career and other items he collected with his second wife, Marcia. Williams died in 2014. Proceeds will benefit several groups he supported, including the Juilliard School, which Williams attended, as well as the Wounded Warrior Project, the Challenged Athletes Foundation, and the Christopher and Dana Ree Foundation. Items include contemporary art, like a sculpture expected to bring over $220,000. A prop robe worn by Daniel Radcliffe in the first Harry Potter movie is estimated at $10,000 to $15,000. Williams' star from the Hollywood Walk of Fame is estimated to be worth between $3,000 and $5,000. Several first editions of Waiting for Godot are being sold together at $1,500 to $2,000. Williams starred in the play in 1988. The collection also includes more than 40 watches. The items will go on display in New York this September. A controversial birth control method is being taken off the market. Bayer announced they will stop selling its eSure birth control implant by the end of the year. It was marketed as a method for permanent sterilization without surgery. About 750,000 women have had the procedure. The company called it a business decision, but the implant has also been linked to reports of serious side effects. eSure has been the subject of over 16,000 lawsuits. Patients allege injuries, including perforation of the uterus. Others have reported unintended pregnancies and autoimmune problems. Several complaints blame the implants for death. Some patients have needed surgery to have the implant removed, and advocate groups have tried to get eSure taken off the market for years. FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says women who are safely using eSure can continue to do so. Health experts say users should see a doctor if they have symptoms, including abdominal pain and allergic reactions. Bayer maintains the product is safe to use. Billboard released its ranking of the 50 highest paid musicians for 2017. This list is based on concert ticket sales, royalties, and streaming revenue. Here are the top three. Metallica ranked third. The heavy metal group brought in $43.2 million. They ranked number one in royalties and fourth in money made from touring in 2017. At number two, Garth Brooks, the country music superstar, finished up a three-year tour. Last year, ticket sales added up to $46.7 million in take-home pay, which made up almost all of his $52.2 million earned. U2 earned the top spot this year, and that may be even more impressive since they weren't even on the list the year before. The bulk of their $54.4 million came from the Joshua Tree Tour, which played 28 cities. The band bundled its album to 2018 concert sales, which helped it debut at number one on the charts. Most of the people who made 2017's top 50 did so because they went on tour. Only two on this list did not hit the road, Drake and Taylor Swift. To check out where your favorite artist ranked, go to the Top 30 Facebook page to see the entire list. Well, here's a fun fact for you. At least 49% of Americans are trying to eat healthier. And today's Top 30 steal can help. We have a Big Boss juicer at a special 51% discount. This powerful 700-watt juicer is the ultimate kitchen assistant. It can make all-natural juices, baby food, soups, sorbets, sauces, and more. This allows you to control the amount of sugar that's added to your family's food and drinks. You can put in whole fruits and vegetables without even cutting them first. There's no mess leaks and no cleanup, and all the parts are dishwasher safe. The Big Boss juicer retails for $80, but today you can buy it for just $39. That's a 51% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 26 Houston, 29 Congressional Medal of Honor recipients were honored at this year's Major League Baseball All-Star Game, including Clarence Sasser. He grew up in Resharon, Texas, and served as a combat medic in Vietnam. While honorably serving his country, Sasser saved countless lives, all while risking his own. At one point, he crawled more than 100 meters through the mud while injured to save a fellow soldier. But despite all of the attention for his valor, Sasser has remained humble.
To me, the medal tells me I did my job, nothing more.
In our second story from Fox 10 Phoenix, across the United States, there are more than 6 million open jobs that aren't being filled. But one program is working to change that. The Phoenix Manufacturers Academy is exposing middle schoolers to the fundamentals of manufacturing in an attempt to get more young people interested in the industry. And it seems to be working. One participant said she was surprised how fun it was to work with tools.
I didn't know I was really good with doing stuff with my hands.
And in our final story from Fox 2 Detroit, we previously told you about a brave little girl from Warren, Michigan. 3-year-old Savannah Lavely helped save her mom after she had a seizure while they were taking a walk together. And now Savannah is being recognized by the city for her bravery. Warren Mayor Jim Fouts issued a proclamation honoring her courage and quick thinking. But despite all the attention, little Savannah just played it cool. Going to the beach can be the most relaxing part of summer, but if you use a wheelchair, actually getting onto the sand can be difficult. Well, one woman is working to change all that, and Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philadelphia joins us now to tell us more. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, Kristen, her name is Bernadette, and for her whole life, she's been going down to the Jersey Shore. She loves going to the beach. Well, now she developed a disorder about 2 years ago, and it's taken away the use of her arms and legs and feet. So she's doing something about it.
I got in touch with the mayor, got in touch with council people, went to council meetings, found the Moby mat.
So she couldn't get her scooter through the sand. So what the solution was? Roll out these mats. It took about 2 years to convince this city council in this small town to do this, but she got it done.
Wow, that's amazing. And Mike, what is Bernadette planning to do next?
Oh, now the goal is to get these mats all around the world. Any place where you need beach access, the mats will be rolled out thanks to Bernadette.
What she's doing is really great. It only makes sense that everyone should enjoy the beach. Thanks, Mike. Well, coast to coast, Americans are experiencing extreme weather. Some 34 million in these areas are being warned of potentially life-threatening flooding as tropical moisture pelts the mid-Atlantic. This follows a weekend of flash floods in Maryland and Virginia and some of the heaviest July rainfall ever recorded in Baltimore and D.C. As rains continue, leading to at least 2 deaths Monday, residents should be prepared for mudslides, rising streams, and travel hazards. While the East braces for 3 to 5 more inches of rain before Thursday, 40 million in the West battle heat with temps approaching 120 degrees. Waco, Texas, for example, hit 114 Monday, breaking the city's 49-year heat record. California's triple-digit heat isn't helping firefighters contain the 36,000-acre Ferguson fire. If you're experiencing excessive heat, remember to stay hydrated, dress light, use AC, but conserve energy to avoid blackouts. And if you must go outside, schedule activities for early morning or after sunset when it's cooler. Well, there's only so much time in a day. Still, the average adult spends 25% of waking hours scrolling through their social feeds. For teens, that jumps even higher to 37%. That's a lot of time plugged in, comparing our lives to others and triggering that dreaded FOMO, fear of missing out. Well, say goodbye to FOMO and hello to JOMO. The joy of missing out is about disconnecting from the noise and being content with where you are. But like any self-care exercise, JOMO takes practice. So experts recommend monitoring your digital diet like a food diet. Don't binge on trends or gorge on clickbait's empty calories. Instead, do things with intention, prioritizing big picture goals. And embrace tech-free time, silencing alerts or unfollowing distracting accounts that just trigger more FOMO. If this sounds impossible, companies like Apple and Google are rolling out new apps and features to help us unplug and get on the JOMO train. Well, next time your doctor asks, what brings you in today? Answer quickly. A new study reveals on average, doctors spend 11 seconds listening before interrupting patients. That's if they let them speak in the first place. Researchers from the University of Florida analyzed 112 recorded consultations. They found just 36% of doctors ask questions that allow patients to set the appointment's agenda. Of those, a full two-thirds of patients were then interrupted. The worst culprits? Specialists, who only gave 20% of patients that chance to speak up. According to one of the study's authors, our results suggest that we are far from achieving patient-centered care. While more research is needed to learn why doctors are so impatient with their patients, researchers believe reasons could include time constraints, poor communication training, or good old-fashioned burnout. A new invention could help us learn what life is like on the bottom of the ocean. Engineers at the Weiss Institute at Harvard University have built a robot to help capture deep sea creatures. Five robotic fingers with 12 soft-sided pedals can be controlled from the surface above, trapping organisms, then releasing them unharmed. The invention is inspired by origami. That's because trapping sea creatures can be as delicate as folding paper. Scientists believe there could be 1 million undiscovered species on the seafloor, but it's a challenge to find and study them. Deep sea creatures like jellyfish and squid have evolved to be soft so they won't be crushed under pressure from the water above. That also means they can be shredded by the nets or suction tubes normally used by marine biologists. One of the scientists who worked on the project said, "We approach these animals as if they are works of art. Would we cut pieces out of the Mona Lisa to study it?" The team said their device could be adapted for other uses as well. Diners can be pretty particular about their local cuisine. Just as New Yorkers frown upon eating pizza with a knife and fork, Chicagoans have a specific way to enjoy their hot dogs. For the uninitiated, a Chicago dog contains the following toppings, placed in order. Nowhere in that Windy City creation, though, is ketchup included. Nowhere. But in case anyone was thinking about adding the condiment, the Illinois Department of Transportation has posted the message, "No texting, no speeding, no ketchup," on electronic highway signs across the state. The silly message is part of an ongoing effort by the IDOT to remind drivers about road safety through attention-grabbing slogans. During the World Cup, signs read, "Buckling up is always a good goal." Evening commuters are told, "Make it home to your bay, drop it, and drive." While we may never resolve the ketchup debate, the fact people are talking about safe driving, well, that's a good start. Canada has brewed the first ever cannabis beer, and it's said to hit you very quickly. As Top 30 previously told you, retailers are hoping to capitalize on the country's recent legalization of recreational marijuana with what's being touted as the world's first weed beer. A startup company called Province Brands is leading the way and are the first to brew the cannabis beer, although there's actually no alcohol involved. It's a non-alcoholic, gluten-free lager that gives you a high. The company says Canada is already leading the world in creating an industry around medical cannabis, and we expect them to continue to lead the world in trading an industry around adult-use cannabis. Province Brands plans to build a $50 million brewing facility in which they can roll out several flavors of beer using various strains of marijuana. Weed beer will probably hit the shelves before we know it, but the company said it didn't come easy. The first few batches tasted like rotten broccoli. Inmates at Aylesbury Prison are being given an opportunity to learn skills that could set them up with a job once they're released. It's a company called Redemption Roasters, and they're touted as the world's only behind-bars specialty coffee company, where they teach inmates competition-level barista skills, including roasting. And once prisoners are released, they're employed by the company in their expanding chain of coffee shops in London. The company says this will make them less likely to fall back into the cycle of reoffending and incarceration. It seems to be working. The prison reports that inmates involved in this program have more self-esteem, willingness to engage, improved mood, and reduced tendencies towards violence or using drugs. And that's it for today's Top 30. Here's what's coming up on our next show. A surprising study says fights between spouses have a dangerous side effect. Plus, this year's Shark Week is bigger than ever. We'll tell you what to watch and what to watch out for. And this officer helps a homeless man turn his life around. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.